Coming up next on Passion Struck, in order to level up personal growth, habit stacking is a powerful technique that pairs new behaviors with existing habits. By identifying current habits and selecting microhabits for personal growth, you can create a rock-solid system that supercharges your daily routine and helps you to achieve your goals. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 325 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked by Apple as one of the top 10 health podcasts and the number one alternative health podcast. And thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. Passion Struck is now on syndicated radio on the AM/FM 247 national broadcast. You can catch us during your weekly commute on Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. You simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member. We now have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed it, I had two great interviews earlier this week. The first was with Amy Finkelstein, who is an MIT professor of economics and also won the MacArthur Genius Award for her work on healthcare policy. And in her interview, we discuss all things healthcare reform, and she lays out her master plan and blueprint for how we can permanently fix the healthcare system in the United States. I also interviewed Andre Solo, who's the co-founder of Sensitive Refuge, and we discuss his brand new book, Sensitive, where he reveals the hidden power of highly sensitive people in a world that can often be overwhelming and chaotic. Please check those both out, and if you like either of those episodes or today's, we would so appreciate it if you gave us a 5-star rating and review. It goes such a long way to helping us improve not only the popularity of the show, but more importantly, bringing more people into the Passion Struck community, where we can bring people weekly doses of hope, meaning, connection, inspiration, and ideas on how to live a limitless life. Now let's talk about today's episode. Understanding the science and practical application of habit stacking can revolutionize your daily routine, setting you on a path to personal growth. This powerful strategy leverages existing habits as a foundation for introducing new ones into your life. In today's episode, I'll delve into the neuroscience behind habit formation, specifically exploring synaptic prunings and their role in reinforcing current habits while also eliminating unused ones. I'll also demystify how habit stacking works by using examples from everyday activities such as brushing your teeth or taking a lunch break. I will then introduce 5 microhabits that have the potential to supercharge your personal development when incorporated into your daily schedule through habit stacking. And lastly, I'll equip you with strategies to overcome resistance to change and maintain consistency in your routines. This journey will enhance your understanding of how habits shape our lives, and it will also empower you with actionable insights on leveraging them for optimal personal growth through effective habit stack creation. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Have you ever wondered why it's so tough to stick to new habits? It turns out our brains are wired in a way that makes habit stacking a genius strategy for behavioral change. This technique taps into how our brains prune away unused connections between neurons, helping us to develop general habit stacks by piggybacking on existing ones. Let's get ready for a second for a nerdy moment. Synaptic pruning is like Marie Kondo for your brain. It tidies up by removing weak connections and strengthening the ones that you use the most. It's like decluttering your neural pathways, making room for habits that matter. This pruning process is crucial with habit formation. When you repeat an action or thought, your brain says, hey, this is important, and reinforces the neural pathways that are responsible. The more you repeat, the stronger the connection becomes. And voila, you've got yourself a habit. A study from Oxford University actually says that our brains love routines, which means that once we've developed daily habits, like brushing our teeth or eating breakfast, they become effortless because they're ingrained in our neural pathways. Habit stacking works by by associating a desired behavior with an existing routine, creating shortcuts for future behavior change. The trick lies in how easily our minds link related activities, making it simpler to remember what needs to be done next without having to rely on willpower alone. In his book, Atomic Habits, author James Clear explains it perfectly. Habits are mental shortcuts learned from experience. So if you want your mind to automatically guide you towards healthier choices, integrate them into your current schedule instead of relying solely on determination. It's like getting a 2-for-1 deal on self-improvement. Instead of reinventing the wheel, look at your daily routine and find an established habit that can serve as a trigger for your desired behavior change. Take advantage of the already established routine of drinking your morning coffee to create a platform for establishing another healthy habit. Our brains love patterns, so when we repeat actions over time, they become automatic. By stacking a new habit onto an existing one, you're taking advantage of this built-in autopilot mode. According to James Clear, cues are the secret sauce for forming new behaviors. They're like little reminders that nudge your brain into action. So why not create cues from your current routine? Want to boost your physical health? Stretch for 5 minutes right after you wake up. Want to make the most of your lunch break? Read 10 pages from an inspirational book or listen to 10 minutes of your favorite podcast. Want to wind down and relax before you go to bed? Think about meditating right after you finish dinner. Habit stacking works because it follows the simple rules of behavior design. Integrating small changes into familiar routines makes you more likely to adopt them and to succeed in the long run. Why not experiment to see how you can combine your habits for a more improved version of yourself? So let's go over some practical examples of habit stacking. The concept of habit stacking is not just a theoretical construct, but a practical tool that seamlessly integrates into your daily routine. By taking advantage of your current behaviors, you can build new healthy habits on existing ones. This method allows you to develop general habit stacks and make significant strides towards personal goals. Let's take, for instance, a morning routine stack. A morning routine, let's face it, is something that most people already have in place, whether it involves brushing your teeth, drinking your morning coffee, or eating breakfast. The beauty of habit stacking lies in its simplicity. You add a new behavior immediately after an existing one. For instance, if you're trying to cultivate the habit of journaling for self-reflection and mindfulness, stack this with your daily toothbrushing ritual. Once you finish brushing your teeth each morning, which is an existing habit, spend 5 minutes writing in your journal, which is a new behavior. If you enjoy morning coffee, on the other hand, consider using this time to set goals for the day or to read a chapter from an inspiring book. Both of those are great examples of how habit stacking works. Now let's examine a lunch break stack. Your lunch break also presents ample opportunities for implementing healthy behaviors through habit stacking. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media while eating, which isn't conducive to mindful consumption, try incorporating healthier alternatives, such as taking a short walk post-lunch or practicing mindfulness during mealtime. For example, instead of rushing right back to work after your finished lunch, which is your current behavior, take 10 minutes for deep breathing exercises, which is a new behavior that you can introduce. These small changes may seem insignificant initially, but remember, healthy habits accumulate over time. So now that we've given you a primer on the science behind habit stacking and some easy ways that you can incorporate this into your morning routine or your lunch routine, let's now go over 5 transformational micro habits for personal growth. Micro habits may seem small, but their impact on personal growth is nothing short of heroic. By incorporating these 5 micro habits into your daily routine through habit stacking, you can unleash their true potential. The first is setting daily intentions. Kickstart your day with a superhero mindset by setting a clear and purposeful intention for the day ahead. Much like a GPS guiding you towards your goals, this practice aligns your actions with your aspirations, empowering you to navigate through challenges and stay focused on what truly matters. The second micro habit that I'm going to go into is to follow the 1-minute rule, which helps you to overcome the temptation to procrastinate on seemingly insignificant tasks. Embrace the philosophy that if it takes less than 60 seconds, it deserves your immediate action and attention. By eliminating excuses and promptly addressing these small tasks, you cultivate a sense of accomplishment and efficiency ripples throughout your day. A third micro habit is to drink more water regularly. Recognize the essential role that hydration plays in your overall well-being. Treat each sip of water as a powerful act of self-care, nourishing your body and mind. Like a boss confidently leading their team, Keep yourself hydrated throughout your day to achieve optimal energy levels as well as mental clarity. The fourth micro habit is to make your bed. Start your day with a small victory, as Admiral McRaven famously said, that sets the tone for greater accomplishment. Making your bed is not just a mundane chore. It symbolizes order, discipline, and a commitment to excellence. As you conquer this simple task each morning, you foster a sense of pride and an attitude of readiness to face more significant challenges ahead. Fifth, practice gratitude. Every night, take a moment to reflect on three things that you're genuinely grateful for. By acknowledging the positive aspects of your life, you create a gratitude party for your soul, nourishing it with a sense of contentment and appreciation for what you have. Embracing these micro habits with intention and consistency will supercharge your personal growth journey. Remember that even the smallest actions can have a profound impact when they become integral parts of your daily life. So unleash the power of these micro habits and watch them transform you into a better version of yourself. So how do you incorporate mini habits into these busy lifestyles that we all have? Think about your daily schedule. Wake up, brush your teeth, have a cup of morning coffee while checking emails or going through your to-do list. These are all established habits that you do without thinking. Now, let's add a mini habit into this routine, like jotting down three things that you're grateful for in a habit journal while sipping your coffee. It's straightforward, swift, and it will become a fundamental component of your morning routine. This approach not only helps discipline oneself without constant reminders, but it also sparks creativity. It's like a double shot of espresso for your brain. So the first thing that you want to do is to take advantage. Use habit stacking to attach new habits, like doing physical fitness exercises during your lunchtime routine or reading a chapter from a book that you're interested in after dinner with your family. The second thing to think about is your daily schedule. Our brains love patterns and predictability. By consistently incorporating small changes into your routine, they become automatic actions requiring minimum effort. Third, create a creativity spark. Pairing tasks together, like listening to a self-improvement podcast while you're cooking, frees up mental space for creative thoughts and creates unexpected productivity. Habit stacking works because it takes advantage of how our brain builds connections. Linking one action directly to another expedites the learning process and makes it easier. So let's now explore some different methods of habit stacking. Habit stacking is like a game plan for your daily routine. But just like in any game, there are different strategies that you can try out to win at building healthy habits. Let's examine some of these techniques. The first is called the chain method. This is where you link habits together like a chain. For example, after brushing your teeth in the morning, you can do a quick set of push-ups. It's like a double win for your teeth and your muscles. The next technique is called supplement linking. This is where you use visual cues to remind yourself of new habits. For example, put your vitamins next to your toothbrush so that you'll remember to take them. It's like a little vitamin buddy for your toothbrush. The third technique is sequencing. Remembering habits is easier when they follow a specific order. Just like how you remember the lyrics to your favorite song, you can use sequencing to remember new habits. Try meal prepping before you meditate, and you'll have a recipe for success. Another technique is habit pairing. Why do one habit at a time when you can do two? Pair up habits to make the most of your time. Listen to an informative podcast while you commute or during your lunch break. It's like multitasking for your brain. Begin by taking small steps and gradually increase the difficulty level. Consistency is key, so don't worry about being perfect right away. And if you need some extra help, try using a habit tracking app like Habit Hub. It'll help keep you on track by giving you a virtual high five for your progress. So stack those habits and watch your life transform, one tiny habit at a time. So while we're building our habits, we can sometimes run into different challenges along the way. Don't worry though, those hurdles are totally conquerable. With the right mindset and strategies, you can make habit stacking work like a charm. Resistance to change is a common roadblock when trying to add new habits into your routine. Our brains like to stick to what's familiar, but we can learn to outsmart them. A study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology found that our past behaviors significantly influence our future behaviors. This is due to cognitive biases like the status quo bias and inertia. The status quo bias is when we prefer to keep things the way that they are, even if it means doing nothing or sticking to our old ways or decisions. Inertia, on the other hand, is when we resist change because it requires more energy to start something new. To overcome these biases, start small when it comes to building your habit stack. Remember, that tiny changes lead to remarkable results over time, just like in Robin Sharma's book, The 5 AM Club. In addition to resistance, maintaining consistency is the second challenge when it comes to building new habits. If you miss a day, don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track as soon as possible. Research shows that missing one opportunity won't significantly impact the habit formation process. What matters most is getting back into your routine promptly after a disruption. So if life derails you occasionally, don't sweat it. Just jump back into your habit stack without self-criticism holding you back. Persistence is key when it comes to developing healthy habits. Small steps taken consistently over time lead to significant improvements. Be patient with yourself on this journey. So let's now go into the long-term impact of habit stacking on your personal growth. When you're habit stacking, you're basically playing Jenga with your daily routine, but instead of toppling over, you're building a tower of success. It's like a magic trick that turns small changes into big wins. Remember, habit stacking is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It takes time and consistency to see real results. But trust me, it's worth it. So keep stacking those habits and watch your personal growth soar. In conclusion, the journey of personal growth is not always about monumental changes or grand gestures. Rather, it's often the accumulation of small, powerful habits that pave the way for significant transformation. Just like tiny superheroes, microhabits possess an incredible ability to shape our lives, propelling us towards our aspirations and fostering a more fulfilling existence. By incorporating the 5 microhabits that I discussed throughout today's episode into your daily routine through habit stacking, you can tap into your immense potential. The beauty of microhabits lies in their accessibility and their sustainability. We can all incorporate them into our daily routines, regardless of how demanding our daily lives may be. With each small victory achieved, we create a reservoir of positive change that gradually yet powerfully influences our personal growth journey. So let us unleash the mighty potential of these tiny micro habits, embracing their impact on our lives with open arms. As we do so, we embark on a path of continuous self-improvement that leads us towards becoming the best versions of ourselves. With dedication and perseverance, these tiny yet potent habits will undoubtedly supercharge our personal growth, making our lives more fulfilling, intentional, and truly extraordinary. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who listened. A transcript from today's episode will be in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube at both John R. Miles and Passion Struck Clips. We are on syndicated radio, as I mentioned at the beginning, on the AM/FM 247 national broadcast. Catch us every Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. You can find me on LinkedIn or at John R. Miles on all the other social platforms where I post daily. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast I did with Hitendra Wadhwa, author of the groundbreaking book, Inner Mastery, Outer Impact, How Your 5 Core Energies Hold the Key to Success. Dr. Hitendra introduces a powerful framework for achieving success that starts from within, specifically focusing on what he calls one's inner core.
The thesis I want to offer is that actually the true source of both outer and inner success lie in anchoring ourselves in our core. That the more we go in this very sort of adventuresome pursuit of what is at my very core, who am I truly at my very core, and pull away from our false friends, the false pulls and demands on us, which wants to please others or indulge in myself, what have you. We go to the true source and the truth behind everything, our core. The more we start to feel increasingly true to ourselves from within.
Remember, we rise by lifting others. So share this show with those that you care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, go out there and become passion struck.